Kodiak's police force is on the small side, about 15 to 18 sworn officers at any given time, but it's no stranger to a television film crew. The department has been featured in a number of TV shows, from the program Alaska State Troopers to a German reality TV show to the original Cops back in the early 90s.
It's a big interest for people to see what goes on behind the works with policing.
That's Sergeant Michael Sorter, one of the Kodiak officers featured on the show. Policing in rural Alaska is already so different from anywhere in the lower 48. Sorter says the location just amplifies the excitement of a regular cop show. The promo for the show is pretty heavy-handed with that idea.
Alaska has the most extreme climate, the harshest terrain, and more violent crimes per capita than any other state.
It's a series of quick cuts between officers running, carrying guns. Some shouting cops hold a suspect to the ground, there's something that looks like a car chase, and some obligatory B-roll of two brown bears fighting. Underpolicing and high levels of violent crime are major issues in parts of Alaska. Over the summer, Attorney General William Barr declared a law enforcement emergency in rural Alaska. The Department of Justice has allocated tens of millions of dollars to help Alaska Native villages address crime and violence. But Sorter doesn't expect the Kodiak portion of Alaska PD will include a lot of violence, and certainly no car chases.
Primarily bears and just your summertime responses. I think maybe some vehicle accidents, some traffic stops, DUIs, stuff like that.
The film crew followed two Kodiak police shifts all last spring. They rigged police cars with GoPros, mic'd up each officer, and rode along with more cameras on everything from traffic stops for a broken taillight to the incident last May when troopers and police were hunting a startled bear that had killed a dog in Spruce Cape. Police Chief Tim Putney says A&E approached the city for the show in early 2018. The main reason they said yes?
The appeal was definitely recruitment. I think not just Kodiak or Alaska, but just nationwide, I know a lot of departments are having a hard time with recruitment. You know, this is one way to kind of get some free advertising out there.
Putney and Sorter take a lot of pride in their city, and they both view the show as an opportunity to showcase the community. At the same time, they say there are parts of a KPD officer's job that people might be surprised to learn about. One filmed traffic stop turned up over a pound of methamphetamines, which KPD says is a reflection of a growing drug problem in Kodiak.
You're going to see another facet of Kodiak, which might not always be a fun thing to watch, but it's a reality of what we have to see a lot.
But is a reality TV show the best place to educate the public about increasingly urgent public safety issues? Both officers said they felt some trepidation about the way Kodiak would be represented, but they're hoping the audience will look at the show with curiosity more than anything else. Sorter even has a warning for viewers.
So I would tell people, if you're learning about Kodiak, please don't rely solely on cop shows. That's not good. Like, maybe start off with some nature shows and then work your way into it. But I think it's going to give a good, it's going to have a lot of quintessential Alaskan things in it.
A&E network representatives declined to provide an interview for this story until next month. The series launches New Year's Day. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.